Yes, I know, having three wise men here at St. Timothy's is not a typical Sunday. It is out of the ordinary. It is maybe a little bizarre. But it is important for us to see this gospel story today for what it really is. And that is really super extraordinary. We tend to absorb the story of the three wise men into kind of a Christmas collage. So many nativity scenes complete with three little wise men figures. The wise men were part of every pageant when I was a kid. And there were plastic versions of them in all of my neighbors' front yards. It seems perfectly normal that these well-dressed travelers with expensive wares show up in a place where Jesus was born. We don't even question it because we've seen the Christmas cards. It's the way things were. A star, some camels, rich guys, fine baby, worshiping, gift-giving. Nothing out of the ordinary. But it is out of the ordinary. This mention of the wise men happens in only one of the four Gospels, for one thing. For another thing, early hearers of this story would have been completely blown away with its strangeness. Because these guys were clearly not Jews. They clearly did not worship the same God. They clearly practiced arts that were awfully close to soothsaying and divination, both of which were condemned in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Yet still, they came to worship the Messiah. These guys, called magi, astrologers and interpreters of omens, were thought to belong to Gentile courts in Persia. Their mystical craft likely was passed from ancient Sumerians and predated Judaism. The medieval church turned these seekers into kings and gave them names. Some people thought that they were magicians. Either way, they were certainly educated. They had the means to purchase expensive gifts. And if our wise men today are any indication, the magi had some really great outfits. Astrologers, magicians, kings, the point is that these guys are not the normal people that show up at the birth of a poor baby born in a barn in a backwater town in Judea. This just highlights how utterly out of the ordinary this story really is. The word epiphany means manifestation of Christ on earth. We also use epiphany to mean an illuminating discovery or realization or disclosure, a wow moment. Today is the day in which both of these meanings converge into one reality. Christ is born into our world, is a real human child, and our realization of the divine among us is a sudden and illuminating discovery in our lives. The season that follows this epiphany is that odd space between Advent and Lent, Christmas and Easter, between expectation and joy of birth, to penitence, to crucifixion, to resurrection. It's a time that's intentionally set apart by the church to allow us room for, well, an epiphany of our own. The gospel stories of this season that we're about to hear are going to describe various events that manifest the divinity of Jesus. The coming of the Magi, like we heard today, Jesus' baptism and recognition by God, the wedding at Cana, the miraculous escape from the angry crowd, the calling of the disciples, and various miracles and teachings of Jesus. And this in between time, Jesus' identity as the Son of God is dramatically revealed to us. This strange hinge season is a chance for us to remember that Epiphany is not just one day today, but it's this whole season after Christmas that's full of ongoing revelation. More dramatic realizations and discoveries of who Christ is, and his meaning in our world, his meaning in our lives. can't help but imagine the ongoing epiphany of the wise men after they leave the young Messiah and the gifts at his feet. They are leaving the site of a discovery that has changed their paths and their lives and maybe their vocations. They experienced an epiphany, their own transformative miracle. We don't know exactly what happened to the wise men when they encountered Jesus, other than this part of the scripture. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We don't know what was said or how long they stayed, but we're fairly positive that they knew there was nothing ordinary about this child. And they must have known that the discovery would forever change them, just like every one of us that encounter the incarnation, Emmanuel, Epiphany. We've just come down from our eggnog and Christmas carol highs. We're still finding bits of wrapping paper under the couch, or at least I am. We've either already put up or are about to put up all of our decorations that give us so much joy, stow them in boxes to wait for next year. But the joy is not over. The discovery is still happening, and it continues all year, literally and figuratively. I was putting up some gently used Christmas bags that I intend to recycle and use next year. And I was putting them in one of these big bins that we have in our garage. And as I was stowing them, I noticed this Christmas card that I'd saved for years. And on it, it has this, I don't know if you can see it, but it says, "Wise men still seek him." Wise men still seek him. And although I wish it was more gender inclusive, wise everyone still seeks him, I get the message. Why does the wonder end when this season is over, when we put the tops on our Tupperware bins and take down the lights from our house? Why do we think that finding of the baby in the manger is the end of the story? In this extraordinary time between Christmas and Lent, I ask you to ponder the story of the wise men with me. This weird and wonderful tale of people who leave everything to search. They go out of their way to find. They invest their whole selves in seeking. People who were willing to journey to a place that would be a change in their paths, in their lives, in their faiths. People willing to accept the miraculous, the unexplainable, the completely out of the ordinary. People that looked up and out and let their actions lead them to a new place of discovery. Let this gospel today, with its fantastical story of men from exotic locales, inspire wonder in all of our lives. Let the excitement of their discovery mirror the discovery of Christ in our lives. Let our hearts remain eager to seek through the wondrous imperfections, the realness of tears, the heartache of disappointment, and yet still journey on to find our epiphany and the extraordinary light that shines when Christ is born anew in our hearts. Amen.